never getting anywhere near his heart again. Never near his heart again. No one near his heart again.
What were you dreaming about?
I don't remember. Was I snoring?
No, but you were drooling a bit. So, do you always fall asleep at 9:15?
I wore myself out with that big run. Want to watch a movie?
Very much. But it's late, and you're tired.
Not after my power nap. Why don't you sleep over?
In your house? In your bed?
Yeah.
All night?
That's what sleeping over is. No pressure, though. You can go home if you want to.
Your parents are home. Are they cool with that?
You've met Bullfrog and Cece. They're cool.
I'll call my dad. Tell him I'm at Fiona's for the night.
Oh, didn't know you had company.
Dad, do you remember Imogen?
Hello, Mr. Goldsworthy.
Yeah, nice to see you again. It's getting late. You should sleep.
I'm good.
No, you must be tired. You can't mess with your schedule. Have you taken your pills?
Bullfrog.
I was just leaving.
No, you don't have to.
It's late. Bye, Goldsworthies.
Way to scare her off. Nice.
What'd I do?
You just waved a big bipolar flag in her face. Not cool.
You can get some rest.
Mom, have you seen my permission slip?
Try on the counter by the phone. My bad. It was on my nightstand. What's wrong?
I found a letter from the Powells.
They invited you to Ty's christening.
Why didn't you tell me?
It's only been a few months since you gave Ty up. Seeing him now might make it harder to move on.
Jenna and I are finally speaking again. If she thinks I kept this a secret, I should tell Jenna. How long did you leave that guitar in the back seat?
Still, I'm good and ready. Are you still mad at me?
You embarrassed me last night on purpose.
No, I didn't. Come on.
Whatever. Next time, just leave me and Imogen alone.
Not sure I can do that.
Why not? Girl staying over has never been a problem before.
Well, this is now, and I don't think you should have a girlfriend.
Why?
Because you crashed your car for a girl.
Yeah, last year.
And then went manic during that play.
Yeah, I'm better now. I feel it. Even my shrink thinks so.
And what happens when this relationship doesn't work out?
Okay, just because I'm bipolar doesn't mean you get to start telling me what to do.
Nice job, Terry.
Tori. Tori Santa Maria.
Wow, that was really good.
I don't know. I mean, only one spot opened up. Question is, will Marisol give it to a niner?
She'd be crazy not to.
I've made my decision. Brooke, welcome aboard. Everyone else, better luck next year.
Guess I'll have to put my dreams on hold until next year.
It's not fair. You deserve this. You have to talk to Marisol.
Sorry, Mr. Prino, I forgot my assignment at home.
Okay, no problem. Just get it to me when you can, okay? No pressure.
So are you and Prino having an affair?
Ha! Special treatment for being bipolar.
Well, it's better than getting in trouble.
Nah, trust me, I'd rather be in trouble. It's not my style.
Ooh, how did your date go?
Great, until my dad decided to give the whole parenting thing a try. He went on and on about my disorder right in front of her.
You know Imogen doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but then why did she leave? She probably thinks I could become unhinged at any moment. I should talk to her.
You might want to wait till after class.
Yeah.
Hey, so I thought we could work on our chem assignment at lunch. It's worth 30% of our grade.
Yeah, I can't. I need to find Jenna.
She's right there. So, do you think they're studying chemistry or biology?
That's real funny, Connor.
Thank you. I've been working on my jokes lately.
Nice. Hey.
Oh, hey, Casey. What's up?
The Powells invited us to Ty's christening today. I checked the bus schedule, and if we leave school early, we can make it.
Sounds fun. But I told Jake we'd go to the mall. Maybe we can see Ty another time.
Well, I can't show up on my own.
Then don't go.
Am I interrupting?
I just saw the prettiest bird. It was yellow and black.
Did I scare it away?
Nope, I did. When I tried to take a picture of it.
You know, I didn't want you to leave last night.
I know, but you were tired.
Well, good. Because I was thinking I wanted to do this.
You like Goldsworthy.
What?
We're in a fishbowl. Meet me in the art room in 10. There's something I want to show you.
Reminder, Power Squatters, today's practice begins at 4 p.m. sharp.
Can't eat. I'm too depressed.
Why, because you didn't make the cheerleading team?
I told Marisol all the reasons why I should be on the Power Squad.
So what's her problem? Tristan said you killed your tryout.
Marisol says that grade nines are unreliable.
You really want to shake pom-poms at a football game?
It's more than that. You get to travel around the city to competitions, and you're Insta friends with the most popular girls at school.
Plus, you'd look really cute in the uniform.
Really, really cute. Power Squad was supposed to be my thing. Now what's my thing?
Well, there's a skateboarding competition. You submit a video online, winner gets free gear.
I don't skateboard.
But your boyfriend does. And he needs someone to tape him.
It's not like I have anything better to do.
Pageant girl. Brooke sprained her ankle during lacrosse.
Does that mean
you're lucky? Practice starts at 4. Sharp.
Can you believe it?
Does this mean you can't videotape me after school?
School ends at 3. I can do both. Remind me to send Brooke a thank you card.
Imogen?
Close your eyes.
What are you doing?
Wait. Now.
It's me.
Do you like it? Please tell me you like it.
I love it.
It's my senior art project. I'm trying to show people that mental illness is not a stigma.
Lots of people struggle with it. Authors, presidents, painters, you.
Actual classiness?
They think I should submit it to this art competition.
So even more people can see it. I thought you understood.
I'm trying to. That's why I've been reading all these bios on bipolar people. So I can help you.
Okay, I'm your boyfriend, not your cherry case. I'm sorry.
It's just a camera, Eli. Think of a happy place.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Mine's on a beach in the winter, covered in snow.
Okay, I said I'm fine!
Bye.
One more. My landing was off.
Power squad starts in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but the video deadline is tonight.
I'll come back later.
It'll be dark.
I'm sorry. This is my first practice, Zig. I can't be late.
All right. You know what? I saw Maya in the library. Do you think she'd do it?
Maya?
Yeah, is that all right?
10 more minutes. Then I have to go.
Okay.
Just the man I was looking for. We need to talk, Usain Bolt.
Can't, gotta run. What the hell?
Explain why you went manic on Imogen in the art room.
Okay, that wasn't manic, that was mad. And how would you like it if someone painted a picture of you and called it Fiona Coyne, the alcoholic?
Do I look good in this painting? Okay, I wouldn't like it, but maybe you should have told Imogen that instead of freaking out and breaking your camera.
It was an accident.
That crazy glue won't fix. You like Imogen, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I just don't think I can be with someone who thinks I'm a nutjob.
You know how much Imogen likes you. You can't make it work with her. You might as well join a monastery.
Okay, let's try that routine again. I want you to know my what was that?
I'll do better next time, I promise.
Everyone clear off. Tori, the floor is yours.
I can't do it by myself.
Why not?
Because I was late for practice.
There are only three acceptable excuses. Death, dismemberment, and detention.
I promise it will never happen again.
Yeah, you got that right, Niner. You're off the team.
No, please. There must be something I can do.
From the top, girls.
Please?
Are you ever gonna go away?
No.
Fine. The team still needs a mascot.
You can't be serious.
Wear it proudly. Okay, girls, one more time. All right, from the top, girls. Hey.
You weren't in class this afternoon.
Yeah, I had something to take care of. I'm sorry about freaking out over your project.
It's okay. I understand.
No, I don't want you to understand. I don't want any special treatment. I just want to be your boyfriend.
Then you better get down on your knees and beg for forgiveness.
I can do one better. Please tell me I didn't get the model wrong.
Eli, it's perfect.
But?
But it must have cost $500. Impulsive spending can be a symptom
Please
of-
Please don't say it.
Okay. Thank you. I can't wait to start taking pictures again.
Well, I've got a pocket full of Subway tokens. Where do you want to go first?
I can't. I have a long night of much needed Triple H. Homework, a hot bath, and Harry Potter.
Well, at least let me walk you home first.
Fine.
Thanks.
Bye. KC, What a surprise.
Hey, sorry I missed the christening. It's a long bus ride.
Well, but we didn't know if you were going to make it. Where's your better half?
Jenna couldn't make it. Something came up. Ah.
Well, we're glad you made the trip.
Hey, little guy. Look how big you are. Can I hold him?
Sure.
Oh.
He must be hungry.
We just fed him.
Oh, then I guess we've got a poopageddon on our hands.
Well, I think he's just at that age where he's uncomfortable with strangers.
What Kathy means is people that he doesn't see very often.
Well, I guess I should go.
We were about to take a walk. Would you like to join us?
Sure.
Boom.
When did you become an Atari master?
Since you started spending all your time with Imogen. How are you two anyway?
Complicated.
Sounds like an Eli relationship. Hey, Bullfrog.
If this is another relationship lecture...
It's not. Have you seen my guitar?
Adam and I are in the middle of a game.
Eli, do you know where it is?
I lend it to a friend.
Imogen?
I'll get it back.
You better.
Don't stress. Call Imogen, tell her to bring the guitar to school tomorrow. Right. Because Imogen doesn't have the guitar. Where is it?
Taking pictures.
The neighborhood's so quiet.
Not all the time. After school, there are kids everywhere.
Yeah, the kids set up hockey nets in the street. In a few years, Doug will be playing with them.
Who's Doug?
Doug is my dad's name.
Oh, so that's what you call Ty now. Doug's a nice name. It's simple.
Well, we should probably get the little guy to bed.
I could help.
Oh, I wish. No, we're Ferberizing.
Ferber?
Oh, a technique to get him to sleep. There's a specific routine. Mess up once and you start from scratch.
Well, it's good to see you, Casey. You're a good man for making the trip out.
Thanks. Hey. Bye, little guy. Bye, little guy.
Okay, I can't do this. When I tell Imogen I pawned my dad's guitar to buy her camera, she'll think I was being manic.
Maybe she'll think it was romantic.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, I'm Eli, Imogen's friend.
Oh, nice to meet you. Volta likes you.
And I like Volta. can I steal Imogen for a second?
She's not home.
Are you sure? I mean, of course you are. Do you know when she'll be back?
Her note said she's with a friend. Try her cellular telephone.
Yeah, thanks.
Farewell.
She said she was gonna be home. Where is she?
Christening went late.
I stopped by the library to get some books.
Don't you have a chemistry assignment to finish?
I'll do it in the morning.
Parenting your toddler. Becoming baby-wise. The happiest toddler on the block? I'm sensing a trend.
Have you heard of Ferberizing?
Sounds painful.
It's a way to get babies to sleep. I need to know about it if I want to spend more time with Ty. When I first saw him, he barely remembered me. But by the time I left, he wouldn't let go. He wants me in his life. He needs me.
He's just a baby.
He's my baby.
How do the Powells feel about you being more involved?
They invited me to the christening.
I know.
And agreed to the open adoption. Look, I can babysit for them. Everyone wants a free babysitter, right?
Are you sure this is what you want?
More than anything.
Okay. Let's find out about this ferberizing thing.
Hey, Imogen, Eli here. I need to borrow that camera I gave you. I'll explain later. Maybe she didn't hear her phone. I'll try again.
You've left enough messages. I'm bored. Let's go do something.
Imogen could be in trouble.
Why would she be in trouble? Something probably came up.
That's better than hanging out with her boyfriend. You know, there's only one explanation. She's still mad at me for freaking out over a collage. I just need to call her, make her understand.
Maybe you should take a pill.
A pill?
Yeah, you seem upset.
Yeah, because my girlfriend's lying to me.
Well, you should at least calm down before you talk to her.
Yeah, you're right.
You want to go catch a movie?
No, I'm just going to crash.
Okay, your call. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Imogen, me again. I'm getting worried. Where are you? This is like the fifth message I'm leaving you. I hope you're doing okay. Call me back when you get this. Liar!